Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
When our founding fathers were creating this wonderful new country, John Adams wrote, "It has been the will of heaven that we should be thrown into existence at a period when the greatest philosophers and lawgivers of antiquity would have wished to live, a period when a coincidence of circumstances without example has afforded to 13 colonies at once an opportunity of beginning government anew from the foundation and building as they choose. How few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children? How few have ever had anything more of choice in government than in climate? Whether you consider this country to be blessed, fortunate, or just lucky, we have a system of government that allows for a regular, peaceful process to take place as we choose our leaders through a democratic system. Consider what happens in so many countries. One person is in charge. Someone else pulls together their little army, marches into the capital, dethrones the leader, so to speak, and becomes the new leader. Or you have something like what we're seeing in the Middle East. People want changes. They want a new leader, so they rebel. Sometimes they succeed, oftentimes they don't. Many people around the world have as much influence on their government as they do on the weather. For more than 200 years, we have been able to watch and listen and participate as candidates campaign, seeking our support and eventually our votes. We evaluate, we compare, we judge, then we elect. The actions and decisions of the person holding the highest office in the land is crucial to so much of what we do. I would like to review for you now the records of our last two presidents. Elected in 2000, George W. Bush was unquestionably a pro-life president. As one of his first acts in the White House, President Bush reinstituted the Mexico City policy so that our tax funds would not be given to organizations that perform or promote abortion overseas. His administration cut off funding for the United Nations Population Fund because of that agency's involvement in China's compulsory abortion program. President Bush signed into law the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act. When legal challenges were filed to the act, his administration successfully defended the law, and it was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court, which included two of his appointments, Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Samuel Alito. President Bush also signed into law the Unborn Victims of Violence Act, the Born Alive Infants Protection Act, and legislation to prevent health care providers from being penalized by the federal, state, or local governments for not providing abortions. President Bush threatened to veto any bill that weakened any existing pro-life policy. His strong position prevented successful attacks on the Hyde Amendment, which prevents tax dollars from being used to pay for abortions in the Medicaid program. President Bush strongly advocated a complete ban on human cloning and helped defeat clone and kill legislation. His administration played a key role in the adoption by the United Nations General Assembly of their declaration calling on member nations to ban all forms of human cloning, and in including language in the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, which protects persons with disabilities from being denied food, water, and medical care. Pro-life President Bush was succeeded by President Barack Obama. On his second day in office, January 22, 2009, President Obama issued a statement reaffirming his commitment to defend the Roe v. Wade ruling, which gave us abortion on demand. On his third day in office, he overturned the Mexico City policy, thereby allowing organizations that perform and promote abortions to be eligible for U.S. foreign aid funds. We'll pick up here tomorrow with a look at the radical abortion agenda pursued by Barack Obama and his administration and the anti-life policies being enacted by the most pro-abortion and anti-life administration in the past four decades.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.